In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that all the Roman world should be taxed. And this was the first census that was taken since Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the city of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to marry him, and she was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was, with the multitude, a heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them, the shepherds looked at each other and they said, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they'd seen him, they told everyone what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds left and they returned, glorifying and praising God and for all that they had heard and seen, for it was just as they had been told. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
What is it you hear? Thank you. What is it that you see this Christmas? What is it that you have tasted this Christmas? What is it you feel this Christmas? And what have you heard? There are different things we see, and different things we smell, different things we taste, and different things we feel and hear each Christmas season. And different things help us react in different ways. As a young child, I grew up in the north of England. And in the northwest of England, one year at Christmas time, I looked outside and I seen snow. You ever seen snow, you Floridians? Yeah, up north, thank you. Yeah, at the back. Yeah, we were so excited. We seen the snow and we jumped outside immediately. And you smell the cold air, you know, when it's cold. And we smelled that air and we were so excited to play outside. And we spent a lot of time playing outside, my brother and I, Paul. And we tasted the winter. We tasted what it was like. And the snow falling on the ground and the drifts that hadn't really been stepped in yet, you know? And we felt so like wintry. We felt so like Christmassy. We felt loved because mom always took care of us and we had a good family at Christmas time that took care of us and made sure we got presents and all those kind of things. But always when we were outside, always when we were getting ready for the evening at 6 o'clock in our house, always there was a place that you had to be, and that was at the table, you know. And so we were always waiting for the call. We were always angling our ear to when the call would come, to when the resounding call would come from our mother, who would open up the window and declare across the neighborhood, "Kate, Paul, your dinner's ready. Come in before it gets cold." The rest of the kids would hear it, you know, and they'd be like, "Well, you best go then. Your mother's shouting for you, you know." And we'd always angle our ear and angle our way, knowing that this call was coming, knowing that something was coming pretty soon, and we were getting ready to eat our food. And we were always ready to hear the call from my mother. There was no cell phones back then, no texting, no tweeting, no nothing you could get on your phone. It was just pure communication from my mother out the kitchen window. But always, we knew that this call was coming. We always were listening to that particular call. The shepherds were waiting for the call. The shepherds were angling their ear towards the call. All of their life, they had seen the Jewish leaders teach them about the scriptures and about one day a Messiah would come. They'd grown up all their lives knowing that the Messiah would come, and they would know the familiar texts. The Jews would recite them and recant them endlessly as to the Messiah, when he was going to come. And they knew this in their heads. They'd read it and they'd seen other people saying it. They lived in a field as Bedouin shepherds. They were on the lower level of nothing. They were the people that knew poverty well. Poverty was predictable, and they knew that they were always looking around for places to be fed and other sheep to get. But their lives were angling in a way, inclining in a way, to expect the Messiah to come. They tasted what it was like to follow Yahweh, to follow God, and what it meant to be a follower of God, but they were still waiting and listening and waiting for the Messiah to come. Sure enough, the disciples and shepherds who were around at that time heard a call. And that Pastor Kathy recited to you, that's where we're going to go tonight. You might have read the scripture before. You might have come across it before. You might have heard Linus say it in the Charlie Brown story. But we're going to read it for ourselves tonight. And if you've got a Bible in front of you, we're going to go to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And if you've got an app on your phone, open it. If you're online, open up another tab there and read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Here we go. "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel assured them, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.' So the shepherds were minding their own business and in the field and tending to their flocks of sheep, and they were in Bethlehem's fields, not far away from where the baby was to be born." By the way, Bethlehem, if you were a priest and you wanted a decent sacrifice to atone for your sins, you would go to where the most purest sheep were, the most purest lambs were, and you would go to Bethlehem, the city of David. And so the shepherds actually understood more than we did about when the Christ was going to come. They knew that he would be the perfect sacrifice, the once for all sacrifice, and he would come from Bethlehem. So they were in the fields in Bethlehem awaiting this event, and all of a sudden they seen something. All of a sudden they saw something, an angel, and they heard with their ears this declaration from one of the angels. And for some reason, the angel showed up to the poorest people in the world and announced something to them. And he said this: glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. They said, the Savior is going to be born today. Yeah, and you'll find him. You'll find him in these ways. This is the way you're going to find him. You'll recognize him, the Savior, the baby. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. These are the signs that they will see. These are the things that they will look for when they're looking for the Messiah. These are the words that were said long ago in the scriptures, in the prophecies which they would have known from old. These are the kind of words they would say to each other, not reading, they would pass it to each other through verbal communication. They'd say, you Bethlehem, this is in Micah chapter 5 verse 2, you Bethlehem Ephrathah are only a small village among the people of Judah, yet a ruler of Israel will come up out of you on my behalf. They would know Isaiah 9, 6. They would recite this back and forth too. They'd say, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. We sing this choir. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And they seen this glorious vision, this glorious angel. They heard this with their ears. They smelt, they felt the aura of an angel talking to them. And they were terrified. They were terrified of what they seen. What could an angel want with us shepherds? What could an angel have to say to us poor shepherds? And here's what he says to them. Here's what he says to them. Verse 12. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased. The angel was joined by a vast army, a vast host of others. The armies of heaven were praising God, and they said that. Glory to God in the highest heaven. So maybe, I don't know, maybe the shepherds weren't convinced that the one angel was enough. Maybe they were like, we don't really get that. And so God sends a whole host of angels to announce it to them. Imagine what it was like standing there as you heard all those angels saying, glory to God in the highest and peace to them on earth. And the shepherds are like, this is really noisy. A whole army of angels came. And what did the army announce? Did the army of angels say, we got it this time, Israel's going to win? Oh, hey, you guys, you're not going to be shepherds anymore. You're going to be in my army, and we are going to defeat Rome because Rome is getting wiped off the face of the earth. They didn't say that, did they? What did they announce? Look in your Bibles. What did they announce? Nice and loud. Peace. Peace. It's kind of ironic, isn't it? An army announcing peace. An army of angels announces peace. It says this Messiah is going to come, and he's going to bring peace. Peace to those with whom God is pleased. So by implication, God was pleased with the Bedouin shepherds, the poor people in the land, the people who dwelled in the smell of sheep poop were now blessed because the angel spoke to them and said, God is pleased with you. When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each of them, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. The shepherds hurried, or they made it their priority to go and see the child. They knew that the Messiah was coming, and they'd heard the angel's voice, and they knew that they had to go and see this child, and they made it a priority. I don't know whether they ran along. I don't know whether they lifted up their skirts and ran and got to the manger, but they made it their first thing that they were doing. Let's go and see this baby like the angel has announced. Let's go see him. I don't know how many people are there. I don't know how many shepherds are there. I don't know whether they took the sheep along. Always in nativity, you see the sheep, you know. I mean, I'd have left the sheep behind, you know. I'd have just gone with them and gone to see Jesus. But they made it their priority. They said, let's go see this child the angel has told us about. Let's make it our life goal to see this child. Let's see what the baby is like. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone. What was it like when they got to the house? It was in a house. It was in a neighbor's house or a relative's house. This two-three story house in the Madaba Plains that possibly could have been where Jesus was held. There was no room in the house. It was packed because of the census, and they couldn't find a place. So they were probably in the bottom of the house, dwelling with the animals. What did that look like? What did the shepherds see as they seen all of the glory of God, all of the power of God, and all of the humanity of God in the little bitty manger? What did it smell like? I was with my friend the other day, and he's got a young baby. He's got a three-month-old baby. We went for a pizza together, two guys going for pizza together with his baby. And I was just so excited to see the child. I seen with my eyes the smile that a baby does. We had a load of them in the last service. But and the smell you get around a baby, that you know, that new smell that you take. And some of you know, you've been mothers and fathers, that the new child, what it smelled like, and the taste you get, the feeling you get, like, oh, new life. What a joy to be around as the baby like pushes and pulls with his hands, kind of thing. I was just so excited. I felt good. And I heard the child cry and excited to see my face. What was it like for the shepherds to see that too? How did they feel? How would you have felt? After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherds were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. So the shepherds seen, they smelled, they tasted, they felt, and they heard the Messiah. They heard from the angels. They heard and seen the child. And as soon as they left the scene, they texted everybody what had happened. They sent out a broadcast and tagged everybody they knew in the post so that everybody would know that Jesus was born. No, they just told each other. You ever think about that? How do we get this message from Bedouin shepherds who nobody trusted? Because something happened to them. Something happened to them. Something they seen with all five senses. Their eyes, their nose, their mouth, their feelings, and their ears. Something happened, and they communicated this to everybody around. They told everyone. And everybody who heard this message, everybody heard that the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, was amazed. And that Greek word there is one of my favorite words. It's thamazo. Say it with me. Thamazo. Some of you said it. Say it with me. Thermazo, which means he was in wonder. He was astonished and surprised at what the Messiah would come to Bethlehem. He was in wonder and astonished and surprised that the child would come to such a humble little village. Wow, that's for me. That's for me. And he told the shepherds. They were thermazoed that the child would come for them. It's a Greek word that means so much more. Mary kept all these things in her heart, and the shepherds went back to the fields and sang the Hallelujah chorus. What was that like? What was it like to be a Bedouin shepherd and to see the child first? Maybe this year you are thinking how good it is to see each other in worship again at Christmas time. Amen? Maybe some of you are smelling something different about Christmas. Maybe something you've tasted something a bit more of Jesus this year. Maybe you're feeling different. How did you feel when you come in and you've seen your friends and your family as you're celebrating this? Last service, we had a bunch of children singing up here and doing a play, and everyone was so excited to get the glow sticks out and be celebrating Christmas again, and they felt so happy. How do you feel today? How do you wish you feel around the Messiah being born that we celebrate tonight? What is it that you are hearing this year? What are you seeing? There's a whole ton of things we can listen to these days, right? You can watch a million different, listen to a million different podcasts, watch a million different YouTube things. How do I fix the fridge? Pull it on and it tells you straight away. You know, there's so many different things that we can listen to. But did you hear? Did you hear the gospel that happened in your neighbor's life? Did you hear the other person who you've always wanted to be healed get healed when you pray for them? Someone say amen. Did you see that person's face when they realized that Jesus was for them? What is it you hear this year? What is it that you are listening to? I mean, it's bizarre that we got this message. The Holy Spirit worked through angels. The Holy Spirit worked through Bedouin shepherds, through the census of Israel, that was the census of Bethlehem that was taken, through the Roman governor, through this pokey little house, through this pokey little manger, and also that we could be spoken to and so that we would hear. What is it that you hear? Maybe you have seen the sign yourselves. Maybe, like the Bedouin shepherds, you have seen it. And by presumption, I'm thinking that some of you have seen the sign and you want to see it again. Amen? Some of you have seen it and you're excited to share it again. Maybe you want to smell the baby once again. Maybe you have tasted what it's like to be a part of the kingdom of God and you want to do it again. Maybe you feel his presence tonight through the songs that we've sung, through the scripture that was read, through just seeing each other in worship, worshiping, singing tunes that we know so well. The main question for us tonight, the main question for the thing we celebrate, we perpetuate every year is, do you still hear? Do you still hear the shepherd's call? Do you still hear the announcement that the shepherds said when they left the manger? We've seen the child. We've seen the Messiah. Maybe you've seen it. Maybe you've seen the child. Maybe you've seen it once and you've seen it a few times, and maybe you left and then come back and seen the child again, and maybe it's your first time seeing the child. I don't care how many times you've seen the Jesus. I don't care. What I want you to do is to be famazoed at the baby coming to Bethlehem. I want you to live in wonder. I want you to live in amazement. I want you to leave astonished that Jesus would come to you as a little bitty baby in a manger. Be famazoed. Be amazed. And be a light to the world when you know this yourselves, when you've heard, when you've tasted, when you've seen. Be famazoed.